It's a hard life, but it's a good life on Outback Blue.
It's a hard life, but it's a good life here on Outback Blue.
Last week on Outback Blue, Hayley's still looking for her missing sister, while also mourning the death of her lover and partner, Constable Glenn Miller. While Ron's just trying to hold it all together after incurring another big gambling debt. It's a hard life, but it's a good life. Here on Outback Blue. Hello, Constable Hayley.
Hi, Ron. Have you figured out who your real mum is yet?
Not yet, Hales. Not yet.
Well, don't worry about it, Ron. Just give it a bit of time. These things usually sort themselves out.
Yeah, no worries, Hayley. No worries.
So what can I do for you, Ron? Those hoons been bothering you again?
I mean, when are they not, Hayley? They ride up and down my street, sun up till sundown, rap music blaring. I can hardly stand it any longer. They're waking up the kids at all hours of the night. Me trouble and strife is pulling her hair out. And what's more, you know that cemetery in the back paddock near my place?
Yeah, the one where that no-good Johnny Briggs was hiding back in 97.
Yeah, that's the one. I think those fucking dingo turds have been going through my back gate and pissing on my mother's tombstone. I walked out the back to put some fresh flowers on it yesterday, and I could smell human urine all over it.
What do you want me to do about it, Ronnie? I've already spoken to those kids, and you can only tell them so many times.
You gotta take some action, Hales. Listen, I know you've had it hard since Constable Glenn Miller died. It's been hard on all of us. I cry myself to sleep most nights. But you can't go around being a shit cop just because you're grieving.
You know, Ron, sometimes I wonder whose side you're on.
Ah, good one, Ron. You always know the right things to say. Not.
Oh, well. Swings and roundabouts, I guess. And despite Hayley going through a lot of swings, it looks like a roundabout's coming her way.
Why, just up the street I see Kerry, the local tavern owner. I wonder what she's coming to see Hayley about. Let's listen in.
Hello, Hayley. Just stopping by to deliver your pie and sauce for lunch.
Oh, thanks, Kerry. Where would Opal be without you?
Well, you're welcome. But sorry, I can't stay long. I left the dog in charge of the cash register.
That's fine, Kez. See you later.
Hey, Hayley. Your eyes are all puffy and red.
Hayley. Are you crying?
Honestly, Kerry, it's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Well, anyway, Hayley, I would better get back. So, bye. Now, wait a minute. You have been crying. You can't hide from me, Hayley. I'm not a mother to you. Tell me, what's wrong, love?
Oh, Kez, it's been 2 weeks and I still haven't found my missing sister. Ron's on to me about these hoons again. And we only buried Constable Glenn Miller just yesterday. Things just go from bad to worse in this bloody town.
Oh, love, I understand. Have a bite of your pie. Go on. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's it. Gobble it on up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh. There you go. You feel better now?
Yeah, I suppose.
Listen, Hayley, being a cop in this town is a hard job. It always has been and always will be. And be that way till you die. It's a hard life in this town. But it's a good life. And if you're ever feeling down and out, just come by the tavern. and I'll give you good food. Give you a piece of cheesecake or something on me. Alright? Come here, love. That's the way. Well, I better get out of here.
Thanks, Kerry. You really are the backbone of this town.
Well, Hayley, just before I go, I thought I'd better tell you. I was going through your sister's things at her house, and I found this note. I think it's a suicide note.
Really, Kerry? You're a godsend.
You know what they say.
A lion will always chase his tail until he catches a mouse. And, I think Kerry just delivered Hayley her mouse. Let's find out more after a quick word from our sponsors.
You must brush your
brush your you
must brush
you
your
must brush your
teeth.
Hey there, son.
Hey, Dad.
Say, you want to grow up to be just like me? Well, all you gotta do is brush your teeth 5 times a day.
I'm talking no messing about, you know. I'm talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, brushing it. You got me, son?
Gee, Dad, that's great advice. Hey, say, you mind giving me a quick tutorial on how to do it?
No time like the present, son. Let me see how you're doing it.
Am I doing this right?
That's it, yep. Pick the toothbrush up, and then you put it in your mouth. Yep, stick it right in there. And just, yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're getting it, kid. Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're doing a great job of this. You better get those back ones, though. Yeah, don't forget the back ones. Yeah, yeah. There you go, kid. Yeah, you did it. You did just fine.
Thanks, Dad.
I love you, son. This program has been brought to you by Sensible American Advice.
Bronny, can you hear that? Bronny! Bronny, wake up!
Yes, Samantha, I hear it.
Well, do something about it, Ronny baby. I can't even fucking sleep.
Oh, listen, Samantha, I'm trying my bloody hardest. Just cut me a bit of slack, will ya?
I just want my husband back. The husband that would do something about this kind of thing. Instead of just sitting there.
You want me to bloody do something about it? All right, I'll bloody do something about it.
Ronny, what are you doing? No, Ronny! Ronny, don't! Don't do it! Don't do it, Ronny!
You asked for me to bloody do something about it. I'm gonna bloody do something about it. Take that, you damn kids. That'll teach you. You piss at my grandma's grave. I'll blow your fucking head off.
Oh my god, Ronny. You shot him dead. What are we gonna do?
Just shut up, Samantha. Let me think for a second. Samantha, run out the back and get the ute.
But Ronny...
Just do it, Samantha. Just bloody do it.
I wonder how Ron's gonna get out of this one.
He can duck, he can weave, he can run. But I'll tell you what he won't do, and that's hide. Because in Opal, the truth always comes out.
But unfortunately, folks, the truth will have to wait till next week. Because we're out of time and our goose is cooked. But tune in next week to find out the contents of Hayley's sister's suicide note. And find out exactly how Ron plans to get away with murder. See you next week on Outback Blue.
It's a hard life, but it's a good life on Outback Blue.
It's a hard life, but it's a good life here on Outback Blue.